News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
7:49 on News Talk Breakfast. Buses in Dublin City Centre are impacted again today after an alleged threat against a bus driver by a man who appeared to be wielding a gun. SIPTU, the union representing bus drivers, is calling on the government to follow up on their promise of the creation of a dedicated public transport police. John Murphy is SIPTU transport organiser. Morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Let's go back to this particular incident. This happened outside Summerhill Depot, I think, did it?
Yeah, just up off Mountjoy Square there on Friday night, just after 11 p.m.
And what happened?
Well, it appears that the bus was out of service. It wasn't due to start its journey for another few minutes, and the driver was sitting on a bus that was stopped in darkness, just in one of the passenger seats, scrolling through his phone, when appeared a passenger that he thought was getting onto the bus. So he went up and approached him and said, look, the bus won't be set for a few minutes, you know, you'll have to get off the bus. And the guy went to get off, but appeared to turn around then and wheeled what looked like a gun and made a threat against the driver's life, which obviously was a major shock and trauma for the driver. But because of the location, isolated, late at night, it had a severe impact. And as such, you know, SIPTU did contact the company. We have protocols for serious incidents like that, but the first thing we did advise the company was that alternative locations needed to be used for buses terminating, you know, after 7 p.m. We can put some sort of plan in place, hopefully to alleviate or deter incidents like this from happening.
John,
again.
Before we move on from the incident itself, were the guards called? I mean, have any arrests been made?
No. The individual wasn't apprehended, but the guards were notified of it. I believe they'd be investigating, but whether they will be able to ascertain who the individual was or track that individual, I'm not sure. But look, that's the guards. We'll follow up on that. But look, the driver himself obviously has been very severely traumatised by it, and it's not a situation that any individual just out doing a day's work should be faced with.
Now, the idea of the bus driver is one. Since we got rid of conductors, probably sometime in the 80s and 90s, the bus driver is a sole operator. They're the only person on the bus. If the bus is out of service, as this one is, I mean, these are quite vulnerable people. I mean, it's not rocket science to get onto a bus that's parked on the side of the road.
Yeah, no, there's a system whereby you can press a button on the outside of the bus to open the doors, and this appears that this individual may have thought the bus was empty and may have been, you know, trying to see if it was that worth stealing on the bus. But when he was confronted with the driver, he made this threat, and thankfully now he left the scene and went off. But, you know, I'm sure that driver's going to have to replay that incident several times over. It's going to have a lasting impact. But in fairness, Dublin Bus, I know SIPTU colleagues have been liaising with the driver and Dublin Bus, so hopefully he'll get whatever support he needs.
Now, both yourselves and the National Bus and Rail Workers Union have for a long time been calling for a dedicated transport police. What difference would it have made in this context, John?
Well, maybe not. Look, in fairness, you know, hopefully we do. The aim of securing this transport police will be realised very soon. That's part of SIPTU's Respect Transport Workers campaign. But look, you're never going to get a police or security on every bus, every tram, every train in the city. But I think the actual knowledge of people, you know, to say, well, you know, if I do carry on like this, you know, involved in antisocial behaviour, there is a real consequence. And, you know, if I am apprehended, I will be charged, I will be prosecuted, and I will be, you know, the law will apply to me. At the moment, you know, there is a level of security spread across public transport. While it is a deterrent, you know, it doesn't have any powers, and the people hell-bent on causing these problems know that. So, you know, they're just removed from the system and left to their own free will. But, you know, look, SIPTU called for this dedicated transport police service to be established. In fairness, Fianna Fáil, in their programme from government, have said this is something that they intend to do. It will take time. Work is ongoing in the background. Hopefully that will come to fruition very soon. But in the meantime, we do need some measures to be put in place, whether that's increased security, you know, people not being left in isolated areas on their own.
Yeah, common sense stuff should kick in the meantime, but unfortunately people are going to be discommoded as a result of this. John Murphy, SIP2 Transport Organiser, thanks very much for joining us on Newstalk Breakfast. But it goes back to the core of this. First of all, what did this fella think he was doing? And second of all, he had a gun. And it's a bit worrying that he hasn't been arrested yet. This incident happened on Friday. I'd imagine 20 years ago this would have caused a lot more of upset than it did right now. Are we just willing to accept that these things are part of life in Dublin? Let us know what you think. 53106 for your text.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.